This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The United States pressed on into the final days of the chaotic airlift from Afghanistan amid tighter security and warnings of more possible attacks Friday, one day after a devastating suicide bombing at Kabul airport killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Crowds were back outside the airport Friday despite Thursday's bloodshed. The suicide bombing killed 13 U.S. service members and well over 100 Afghans. Two officials put the Afghan toll at 169, while the day stands as one of the most lethal for American forces since 2011. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely.
As flights continue to depart, Amadullah Harawi tells the Associated Press he's determined to get out, saying an explosion may happen any second, but Afghans are facing lots of challenges. That's why he's overcome the fear and taking the risk to come to the airport. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hurricane Ida struck Cuba on Friday as a rapidly intensifying storm that could speed across warm Gulf waters and slam into Louisiana as a Category 3 hurricane by Sunday. National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg told AP that Gulf Coast residents should follow the advice of local officials.
We're really urging people to just listen to their local authorities. They know what's best and whether or not you should stay or go. And please do as they say if they tell you to leave.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state's coastline is in the storm's forecast cone and has declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. This is VOA News. A judge in Florida has ruled that school districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, saying that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the face coverings. Leon County Circuit Judge John C. Cooper agreed with a group of parents who claimed in a lawsuit that DeSantis's order is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. The governor's order had given parents the sole right to decide if their child wears a mask at school. Cooper said DeSantis's order is without legal authority. His decision came after a three-day virtual hearing and after at least 10 Florida school boards voted to defy DeSantis and impose mask requirements with no parental opt-out. Florida is one of several areas that are hotspots for the coronavirus in the United States. Japanese public broadcaster NHK reported Friday that a contaminant found in a batch of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines delivered to Japan is believed to be a metallic particle. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
Japan on Thursday suspended the use of 1.63 million doses shipped to hundreds of vaccination centers nationwide. The NHK report cited ministry sources as saying the particle reacted to magnets and was therefore suspected to be a metal. Moderna had described it as, quote, particulate matter that did not pose a safety or efficacy issue. An official at the health ministry said the identity of the contaminant has not been confirmed. The news could provide a fresh setback for Japan's inoculation drive as it struggles to persuade many, particularly younger people, to get vaccinated.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. At least 19 people were killed and dozens were missing after a boat packed with passengers slammed into a vessel transporting sand on Friday in the latest waterway tragedy to hit Bangladesh. The chief of police in the eastern district of Brahmanbaria said that they had recovered 19 bodies so far. The dead include 9 women and 2 children, but the rescue operation for the missing is ongoing. Police said they did not know the exact number of people missing, but passengers said more than 50 people had been on board. A district administrator said that some of those swam ashore or were rescued. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.69%, the S&P gained 0.88%, and the NASDAQ rose by 1.23%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.